Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 39. A reported chemical reaction inside Bradshaw Medical at 10325 58th Place in Kenosha just before 7:30 this morning led a fire official on scene minutes after arriving to declare a large-scale hazmat situation. The source of the problem was said to be a container of nitric acid bubbling and smoking inside, which produced yellow smoke from a chimney that the first arriving crews observed.
It is highly corrosive. The spill generally involves ventilating the area and neutralizing the substance with an alkaline material like soda ash or lime.
Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says each county's local emergency planning committee has such chemicals documented from company officials in case of an emergency. This morning's incident led to the Kenosha County Hazmat Team being contacted, as well as the City of Racine Fire Department's Regional Hazmat Team. No one was injured. The southbound lanes of I-43 just north of the Marquette Interchange in downtown Milwaukee were closed for about 2.5 hours today because of a shooting incident during which one person was injured. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department closed down the freeway for the investigation. Four people reportedly were taken into custody and others are being sought. Deputies were called to the freeway for a report of a shooting at about 10:10 this morning. More information is being requested by the Racine County Board's Government Services Committee about the financial impact of the state returning 17-year-old nonviolent juvenile offenders to juvenile court instead of the current law mandating adult court proceedings. Supervisor Monty Osterman said the impact is projected at about $1 million locally and about $15 million statewide on top of what's now budgeted. He said a proposed resolution is short on responsibility and should separate the policy and funding, while 200 of his constituents support the general concept of making the change.
I don't feel that a resolution that simply says no, which is basically what it says, is doing the issue justice at all. So I think that in light of the fact that the authors of the bill are pulling it back for review and looking at it again, I believe that we may want to consider that same thing.
Wisconsin is one of nine states initially treating all 17-year-olds as adults. The proposed state legislation would only impact nonviolent offenders. A 2016 contract for animal control services and sheltering in the city of Racine with the Wisconsin Humane Society wins unanimous support from the Finance and Personnel Committee, which especially likes the fact it's a reduction in the total cost. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox explained it's been a good relationship the past few years.
We've been able to reduce the number of stays and up the adoption of the animals within the city of Racine. So it's been going very nicely. But again, this will be for the annual contract starting in January of 2016.
The $251,280 contract total was negotiated earlier and is part of the 2016 city budget aldermen approved last month. They'll likely okay the committee's recommendation as well next Tuesday night. A veterans treatment court for Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties based in Racine and led by Judge Michael Piontek held its latest graduation ceremony for participants with drug and alcohol-related offenses who underwent counseling to avoid incarceration. With a color guard and brass quintet on hand from Great Lakes and the two latest graduates bringing the total number to 12 since the court started 2 years ago, the main speaker was Vietnam vet and semi-retired Waterford business owner John Griska, himself a graduate of Veterans Court.
Some of it was rigid, some of it I didn't like, but in all, the rigidity, if there was rigidity, was allowed me to walk the walk and talk the talk. And that's what I found in Judge Piontek, a no-nonsense judge.
While the Veterans Court boasts a dozen graduates, an equal number have dropped out over the past 2 years, with some going straight to jail, a testament, according to supporters of the program's tough requirements. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources conducted aerial surveys and learned there were almost 1,500 bald eagle nests occupied this year, up from 121 from 2 years ago. The agency's Jim Woodford says hopes were to have 800 breeding pairs a decade ago through the Natural Heritage Conservation Program, but the results have exceeded those expectations. Eagles have recolonized in almost every county in the state. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.